Now, Ben Fordham comments for our friends at Hoyts Herbs and Spices, a 100% Australian family-owned company.
Well, it's been almost 2 weeks since the dramas began at Optus, and the telco has been belted from one side of Australia to the other over the way they've handled the whole thing. And now, they're not even picking up the phone. They won't come on the radio. As far as we can see, they've only conducted one press conference, and this has been going now for almost 2 weeks. It'll be 2 weeks tomorrow. Optus now believes more than 2 million customers have had their sensitive information stolen by hackers. For 1.2 million people, it includes at least one current and valid form of ID. Another 900,000 have experienced a situation where their expired documents have been compromised. So that could be your passport details, Medicare number, or info from your driver's license. And what about this? The hackers have managed to steal either an email address, date of birth, or phone number from 7.7 million others. In a recorded statement, the Optus CEO, Kelly Bayer Rosmarin, says, "We are deeply, deeply sorry that this could occur. While the number of affected customers has come down, we're disappointed that even one customer's information could be accessed." The company has now launched an external review, and they believe every impacted customer has now been contacted. It is clear that the relationship between Optus and the federal government has soured. You've had senior ministers like Bill Shorten, Claire O'Neill, and Tanya Plibersek all going after Optus in recent days. The Home Affairs Minister Claire O'Neill didn't mince her words, saying what happened at Optus was not a sophisticated attack. I'll tell you what it is, and that's a public relations disaster. And Optus has not responded well. It's not like this is the first cyber attack on a company, and it won't be the last. But it's highlighted a basic issue of crisis management or mismanagement in the case of Optus. For an outfit this large, their response has been embarrassing. As far as we know, they were first aware of the hack on September 21. They didn't tell the public about it on September 21. They waited until the Australian newspaper broke the story on September 22. So they allowed someone else to share their news. That was their first mistake. In the first crucial few days, they were too light on detail. They misread the situation and they missed the point. They were trying to assure customers that their credit card and bank account details were safe. But at the same time, tech experts were saying, this is irrelevant. Identity theft is the main issue. You can easily change or cancel a credit card, but it's a lot harder when someone else controls your online identity. Optus was too slow contacting customers, and when they did reach out, customers didn't know if they were talking to the company or talking to the hackers. It's been a shambles. In 2 weeks, as far as we can see, they've held one open press conference with the Optus CEO. They've done a handful of radio interviews and taken out full-page ads in newspapers saying sorry. And last night, the CEO released a scripted, pre-recorded video with the latest figures from the data breach. And the reason they released a scripted, pre-recorded video is because they don't want to face up to some of the questions that we want answered. And what's required right now are daily briefings. Have a look at the way that our leaders handled the flow of information during coronavirus. People were worried, we were desperate for information, and the daily press conferences became crucial. And this is no different. People are worried, their personal information has been compromised. In a situation like this, impacting millions of people, they should be following the same model. Gladys Berejiklian works at Optus these days. If they want to restore some confidence, get Gladys fronting daily updates until the matter is resolved. The data breach is terrible. The damage will be felt for years to come. But it's been made worse by the amateur response by a company with all the resources in the world.